You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
In today's Set Apart to Serve conversation, we'll learn about a relatively new Lutheran education program that's not so new.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine at cui.edu.
Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Charles Schultz. He's professor of theology and classical Lutheran educator program leader at Concordia University Chicago. Dr. Schultz, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. It's a joy to be here.
Joining us also today, Macy Froschner. She is a deaconess student and rising senior in the Classical Lutheran Educator Program at Concordia University Chicago. Macy, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I am delighted to have both of you along for the conversation today as we talk about the Classical Lutheran education and what it means to be a Classical Lutheran educator and the program to raise up those educators at Concordia University Chicago. But let's start with each of your stories first and where that began. Dr. Schultz, tell us about what you enjoy about what you get to do at Concordia University Chicago every day.
It's such a delight to work with young people who are committing themselves to serve the church and proclaim the gospel and to bless his people with the word, whether those are rising classical educators, pre-seminary students. I teach a lot of language classes. Last semester was a high water mark for me. I got to teach Greek, Hebrew, Latin, and German all in one semester. Oh. And so lots of pre-seminary students preparing that way for work with the word of God, and to watch them grow and to be able to share the treasures of the church with them, the wisdom of the doctrine which is drawn from the scriptures, as well as the heritage and the life that we have in Jesus Christ. It's a real privilege and honor to be here.
That's fantastic. Macy, what about you? What was your journey to Concordia Chicago?
It kind of goes back to when I was 10. I wanted to be a deaconess since I was 10 years old. We had one of my cousins had this really unique and rare illness, and a deaconess walked with his family while he was in the hospital as a baby. And as a kid, I was like, that's so awesome. Not only could I as a woman work in the church, but also I could, you know, share the light of Christ with people who are going through these tragedies. And then I didn't know about Concordia's Chicago's deaconess program until my junior year of high school when I was at LWML. And I was like, this is so awesome. I could be a deaconess in 5 years. And so I only applied to Concordia Chicago. I didn't apply anywhere else. And it all just worked out.
Well, congratulations. You get to carry that out now. Dr. Schultz, tell us more about the Classical Lutheran Educator Program. What is Classical Lutheran Education?
Classical Lutheran Education really begins with Luther and Wittenberg, but classical education begins all the way back into the classical world. It's something that had been formulated among the Greeks and Romans, celebrated by the church fathers, and it was simply the methodology of educating young people, forming them in their spirit, in their character, in their mind, to be citizens. So a liberal arts education, a liberal to be free, but also in the Christian tradition, not only to seek truth, beauty, and goodness in some broad generic fashion, but in the Christian tradition to see all these things centered in Jesus Christ. And with Luther, that got a strong focus in the center of the scriptures. So Lutheran education had been classical from the 1500s through the 1800s, and it would lead students through a process of grammar and logic and rhetoric by which you, one, learn basic facts, memorize those things, and then through logic, see how those facts relate to each other, see how those facts function in larger systems, and then finally in rhetoric, to be able to articulate, communicate the truth, and lead others into that truth in helpful, persuasive ways that God grants serves your neighbor well and proclaims the gospel of Christ. So I think, does that help begin to answer your question? It's a big question. I don't know what's the next part of that?
We could do a whole series.
We could, yeah. How does classical Lutheran education differ from other forms of education or different than the Lutheran teacher program that our audience may be familiar with?
The Lutheran teacher programs are based in the, I'm going to say standard education model. Some people will say progressive education model, but let's say standard education model, which developed primarily in the 20th century. And it is linked to state standards. Many, I think it's become typical for Concordias to offer Lutheran teaching education models, which will also equip students for public education, and therefore needs those programs need to meet state requirements. And those requirements can change decade by decade. That whole approach to education is a product of the 20th century. Primarily, it's based in understandings of sociology and child psychology, which developed in the modern world. But those theories, those philosophies, one, they are regularly changing and adapting, and two, they are not essentially grounded in a Christian worldview. And so those practitioners of Lutheran education who have that standard model always have to be reflecting and bringing Christ and biblical truth in sort of from the outside and trying to bring it down to the roots of the model that they are learning. So there's an extra activity there. And those who celebrate the classical model believe that we already have a tradition of education which has been fully integrated with the Christian tradition, and we can simply build on that. And the wisdom of that classical tradition is older. It has celebrated results. If you think of any historic, brilliant person in Western civilization in the last 2,000 years, you're probably thinking of someone who was classically trained. And so there's that difference in terms of the age, in terms of the presuppositions, and maybe in terms of its how easily it can be integrated into a Christian worldview.
How did you get involved in classical Lutheran education?
Oh, dear. I was trained at Concordia Seminary St. Louis to be a pastor, and the university just to the north, Washington University, offered a classics degree which I took while I was at the seminary. So I had a few years of Greek and Latin and studying classical sources. As I became an educator at Concordia Ann Arbor, we began to develop a classical educator program in conjunction with our partnership with Mequon. So that gave me a wonderful experience working with Susan Mobley in that project. And then when I came to Concordia Chicago, of all things, as the Hebrew professor, Hebrew is not central in the classical worldview, but President Dawn saw some of my background and thought that I could serve well in this role. And it's been a joy.
Macy, what drew you to classical education? Do you have experience in classical education?
Yeah, so I went to public schools my whole life. I had never heard of classical education prior to the summer before my freshman year at Concordia. My church called a new pastor, Jacob Herkamp, and I was talking to him, and he's like, yeah, we homeschool and we do a classical pedagogy. And I was like, what in the world is classical education? And so he explained that it's really good for his children, especially his oldest who has autism. And so that really drew me into it because I'm really passionate about working with people with special needs or intellectual disabilities. And so when I got to Concordia, for the deaconess program, we have to pick a minor. And I was planning on minoring in Spanish because I was kind of open to being a missionary. But I'd also kind of in the back of my mind had wanted to be a teacher my entire life as well. But I wasn't super fond of the education classes offered in the Lutheran teacher program. Just because, you know, my parents always told me, don't major in something you don't find interesting. And I looked at the classes, I was like, this doesn't interest me. But then I got to know this wonderful woman, Nadia Hartwig, who is now graduated from, she was actually one of our first graduates from the Classical Lutheran Educator Program at CUC. And she gave me the full rundown on our program here. And she really encouraged me to add that program to my deaconess program. And I fell in love with it. I fell in love with how it's so Christ-centered, how truth is so important in everything we do. And then also with the anthropology, in the sense that like our goal is every kid that we're dealing with is a child of God, redeemed by Christ, called to faith by the Holy Spirit. And our goal is to make them heirs of eternal life. Our goal is to not put out workers in the job field. That's certainly a benefit of education, but our ultimate goal is that this child would inherit the faith and spend eternity with Christ.
Dr. Scholes, tell us what draws students to this program. We've heard Macy's story and what drew her in, why she was interested in it. What are other students sharing with you about why they're interested in classical Lutheran education?
Classical education has been around in the Missouri Synod for about 30 years. Those students who've been through a classical education are strongly excited about it, committed to it, interested in it, probably plan to classically educate their own children. And so a certain portion of students who've experienced classical education will sign up to become classical educators. But there are also people like Macy, people like myself, who went through public schools and who are drawn to the philosophical approach of the methodology, its anthropology, and how in the Lutheran tradition it is Christ-centered. If you ever visit a classical school, there's a beautiful order about the classroom. I mean, an aesthetic that is cultivated, a kind of discipline that equips for learning, but then also a celebration of excellence. So the teacher will have excellent posters that are classical art on the wall. She'll be reading from classical texts, maybe primary texts. She'll be reading things of great beauty. The students will learn to use their reason in sharp and accurate ways. So there's a striving for excellence and a celebration of excellence in the classical school, which is really very attractive for all of us, especially as we want to give God our best. We want to celebrate the good things that He grants us.
We're talking with the Reverend Dr. Charles Scholes and Macy Frochner about the Classical Lutheran Educator Program at Concordia University Chicago. We have more to talk about after we take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University Irvine, you have the freedom to explore your future and your faith. Across over 60 on-campus and online programs, you'll experience Christian education that's uniquely designed to develop the whole person, to prepare you not just for your career, but for all of your callings in life. Here you'll explore life's toughest questions, gain lifelong skills, and make relationships that last a lifetime. Concordia University Irvine. Learn more at cui.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with the Reverend Dr. Charles Scholes, Professor of Theology and Classical Lutheran Educator Program Leader at Concordia University Chicago, and Macy Frochner, Deaconess Student and Rising Senior in the Classical Lutheran Educator Program at Concordia University Chicago, talking about your experiences being the program leader and also a student in this Classical Lutheran Educator Program. Dr. Scholes, what kinds of classes does a student take in this Classical Lutheran Educator Program?
The opening class is history and philosophy of Western education. And that class is an introductory class. It gives the basic background. Then from there, the student moves into the classical pedagogy class. How is classical teaching taught? And at that point, the student can begin to visit classical schools with field-ed experiences. And we expect at least 4 semesters of field-ed experiences. Other classes in the curriculum are catechesis, teaching virtue, the art of rhetoric. And then finally, there's an internship, a final semester in which a student will work in a classical school and be trained by the modeling there and get good feedback. So those are the essential classes that are part of the classical pedagogy minor. In addition, they also take a class about being a Lutheran educator together with the students of the Lutheran Teaching Education Program. So that's the core of the program there. I should add, they also need to take a major, right? So if you're studying to teach in the lower grades, you'll simply take the classical, the liberal studies major, which is a broad liberal arts major in the humanities, so that you have exposure to history and philosophy, to literature, and you can share those things with the students. Every student must take at least a year of Latin or perhaps Greek. If you're aiming toward the upper grades, then you need a subject specialization. So maybe you're going to be a math teacher, history teacher, English teacher, science teacher, and then that classical high school will call you to serve in that context, but from a classical perspective.
Does the Classical Lutheran Educator Program lead to a certification and rostering to be an LCMS church worker?
Oh, yes. That was determined in Synodical Convention a few cycles ago. So we have rostering as well as placement. We assist students in receiving those first calls. And there are a lot of calls that I get a phone call literally at least every month, if not every week, from a classical school saying, do you have teachers for us? The fields are ripe. They are ready for harvest. The workers are few. So if someone comes through the program, in the eyes of many people in the classical movement, they are golden. They are fought over. So where do you want to go? We've got a school in Texas that wants you. We've got one in California that would be delighted to have you. Here's one in northern Wisconsin. Where would you like, where is the spirit calling you? God grant. Yeah.
How do the students in the Classical Lutheran Educator Program interact with other church work students at Concordia University Chicago?
Our church work students are a tight-knit group here at Concordia Chicago. They go to chapel together. They have evening prayers together that they organize. There's Men with Mugs Bible studies on Friday mornings. I think Women in Waffles is the alternate one, Macy. Yes. And so there are Bible studies for men and women. They're involved in mission to Concordia, mission to the city. They're going out that way. They typically find each other as roommates and maybe living on the same hall. They're taking a lot of the same classes together. So the basic classes in Lutheran theology that all the church workers must take, I didn't mention that previously, Old Testament, New Testament, church history, Luther's catechisms, other classes in the confessions, they're taking these classes together. If you're in Latin class, you might also have some pre-seminary students there with your classical Lutheran ed students, maybe some others too. So, and then we expect all of our classical Lutheran ed students to be in the honors program, which allows students to have more of a classical experience in the core classes of Concordia, with a great books emphasis, discussion-based learning, Socratic method in the classroom.
Macy, how do you see your deaconess coursework and your classical Lutheran educator coursework, working together for you? How do you see them interacting and benefiting having both of these things for you at Concordia Chicago?
Yeah. So in the LCMS, we describe a deaconess as a woman who specializes in acts of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching the faith. And I think all three of these are at the heart of a classical education and being a classical teacher. So first of all, teaching the faith, I mean, that's kind of obvious. And as Dr. Schultz was explaining earlier, every subject matter that we teach in a classical classroom, it's all, Christ is at the center of it, right? Like where there is truth, Christ is there because he's truth incarnate. And so, and then acts of mercy, that's caring for someone in their body and soul, because both are important to God. God took on human flesh and sanctified the body and the soul. And as teachers, we care about our child's body and their eternal soul. And so maybe that's teaching stewardship of your body, helping them to practice spiritual discipline, things like that. And then spiritual care, which Deacon Azito, the Deacon's Program Director, always simply describes as properly applying long gospel to tell people where is Christ in their times of suffering and joy. Where can I find Christ? And as a teacher, maybe it's a student who's being bullied or a student who's struggling to get their homework done. There's some spiritual care that needs to be involved there. So I really see these as complementary. And sometimes I'll go to a classical ed class and learn something and then go to a deaconess class and we're talking about the same Lutheran, you know, father or something. I'm like, oh my, they're interacting. It's just, it's really great and encouraging. So,
Macy, going into your senior year, what lies ahead this year in senior year and beyond that?
Yeah, so senior year, I have my final year of fieldwork. So my deaconess fieldwork and my classical ed fieldwork is combined. I serve at St. Paul's in Brookfield, Illinois, under Pastor Edward Nauman. They have a classical school, so I am hoping to do some lesson plans and to some teaching in the classroom this year. And then I do parish work as well. So I have that and then some kind of the ends of my deaconess practical classes. I think I have one more classical Lutheran educator class to take. It's teaching for exceptional learners, which I had requested that for Dr. Schultz, from Dr. Schultz. So I'm really grateful that's being taught. That's with Jocelyn Benson. And then after that, I'll do my deaconess internship, which will be combined with my student teaching. So Deaconess Zito and Dr. Schultz will find me a location. And then after that, I hope to teach in a classical school. I'm not sure where, so I'll be talking to Dr. Schultz about that, see where I can get a call. But yeah.
Sounds very exciting for you. A lot of things that nicely overlap for you between deaconess education and fieldwork and internship and the classical Lutheran educator and fieldwork and internship. It's nice that those work so well together. And it seems like you are really excited to be doing this work, which is very good for you and the places that you'll be serving in your future vocations. Dr. Schultz, tell us a little bit more about the growth of this classical Lutheran educator program. You told us that There's calls available and that this program is becoming very popular. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, it's growing. I would like to say it's very, very popular. There's a little bit of an uphill climb in that while classical education is known among people who've tasted it, it's not well known outside of that world. So we do have a number of students who will come to Concordia Chicago even, and they want to be teachers, and they're not even aware of the option of becoming a classical Lutheran teacher. They simply naturally slide into the LTE route. And I would just like to provide more opportunities now that I've become the leader of the program, and the program had had something of a hiatus for a while in terms of leadership. Now that I've become the leader of the program, I'm endeavoring to at least lay the options before students so that they can explore them, at least maybe take the first class in the classical program so that they might consider it. Historically, we're graduating one or two students per year. This fall, I think we're going to have four new students in the program. So that's like doubling. And so, but we have even more students who are in the pipeline through currently in high school and expressing a lot of interest in us. So God grant, we'll continue to draw more and more students to the program because, as I said, this is probably the biggest challenge for the classical education movement in the United States is finding teachers who are equipped to staff these classrooms in a classical way. And to help support that, we are beginning a new classical certificate on a master's level, which God grant will pass accreditation for also a master's degree. But right now, the certificate is approved and classes there will be offered starting next spring. So if somebody would like to be ready to serve in a classical school and they already have a bachelor's degree, maybe they're already serving in classical school and they would like more training in that approach, they could take this online class with us, this online program. So it is a growing program, but we pray for more workers for the harvest fields.
Dr. Schultz, tell us about the affordability of the Classical Lutheran Educator Program.
I'm very grateful to the leadership at Concordia University Chicago that they have established the Prepared to Serve program, which limits tuition for all of our church work students to $5,000 a year. It makes it very affordable. And that limitation promises a certain amount of scholarshiping and grants that we will find internally. If you find other things, such as your local Kiwanis Club, or maybe your LCMS district, your local congregation, and you have some external grants and scholarships, that just lowers your costs all the more. It will not take away from what we've already given you. So we have some students walking around with basically free tuition. Thanks be to God.
That is fantastic for church work students. For both of you, what is your words of wisdom, encouragement for young people who may be considering church work vocations and especially classic Lutheran education? Macy?
Well, first, pray. If the Lord desires you to be a church worker, it will happen. And if He's placed that desire on your heart, pray on it, read God's word. That's what helped me the most when I was wrestling with, I'm not good enough to do this, you know, praying and what does God's word actually have to say about that? But I think also ask lots of questions. And we had a couple years ago a panel between like classical Lutheran education experts and Lutheran education experts at Concordia. And for a lot of students who were kind of in between, that was really helpful because they're like, what are all of my options out there? So asking questions from all the different people as much as you can. And yeah.
Dr. Schultz, what about you?
I would add, seek counsel from God's people as they have the eyes of Jesus to discern perhaps something of where you fit in the body of Christ. If you have a pastor, a teacher, a parent who's encouraging you, that's a good sign. Or if you raise it and you get words of affirmation, like I'm thinking about becoming a DCE or a teacher or a church musician, and you get positive feedback, that could be the voice of Jesus encouraging. And then the other thing is to dive into some initial experiences as you have opportunity. If you're interested in being an educator, maybe it's pretty easy to sign up to help lead VBS one summer and see what it's like to guide children with the Word of God. And does that feel natural to you? Or does it feel onerous? You know, and that could be a good testing of the waters as you explore some of the activities associated with that field, whatever it is, and see whether you're gifted in those ways.
Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Charles Schultz, Professor of Theology and Classical Lutheran Education Program Leader at Concordia University Chicago. Dr. Schultz, thanks for being our guest today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting us.
And Macy Froschner, she is a Deaconess student and rising senior in the Classical Lutheran Educator Program at Concordia University Chicago. Macy, thanks for joining us on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you so much.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour is a production of KFUO. This program and our station are dependent on listeners just like you. To support KFUO Radio, our podcast, and all the other programming, please make your gift or pledge today at kfuo.org/give and help us continue sharing the good news of Christ for you anytime, anywhere. kfuo.org/give.